awe. That is our theme for this month of December. Along with 200-plus Unitarian Universalist congregations across the country who utilize Soul Matters resources, we are invited to explore what it means to be a people of awe. Awe. That's when you get goosebumps, when seeing, hearing, tasting, smelling, something joyously wonderful, and perhaps surprising. Welcoming and celebrating 9 new members to our UU of SCV congregation earlier this month. That was awesome! Collecting over $475 in gift certificates to teens at the domestic violence shelter. That was awesome! The fact that the RE team rallied to provide items for a family that would have otherwise had a lean Christmas. That was awesome. No. The wonderfully beautiful songs and music of last week's winter music service. That was awesome. That so many guests were in attendance at the music service. 10, in fact. That was awesome. The fact that our congregation is substantially working toward renewing our certification as a welcoming congregation where marginalized people can come to worship with us with dignity and acceptance. That is awesome. The fact that Reverend Megan is returning to us married to her partner, Stephanie. That is awesome. Yeah. It's been an awesome month. And here it is, the 29th of December, just 4 days past Christmas. Now, I have to say that December is ordinarily not my favorite month, predominantly because of the Christmas holiday hype and the pressure of expectations. For some of us, the dark of winter we find oppressing and depressing. I particularly cringe when I see posted on people's front lawns, "Jesus is the reason for the season." Yet, I have to be honest, there are some things about the Nazarene birth that to which I can relate. For I have felt awe to watch a newborn birth, whether it was an amoeba, a butterfly, a puppy, or a human infant. I have felt awe to hold in my heart the enormous possibilities that lie ahead for new life to make a difference in our world. I have felt awe to watch new life grow and develop, regardless of species, gender, name, or origin. I have felt awe to gaze at the heavens and see the unexpected. Maybe it was a comet, a meteor shower, the space station passing by, a lunar eclipse, or more extraordinary, a solar eclipse. I felt these things, and I can relate with reservation. Awe. While researching awe, in preparation for this message, I came across an article entitled 8 Reasons Why Awe Makes Your Life Better. The article was written by Summer Allen for Greater Good Magazine, published by Greater Good Science Center at UC Berkeley. The magazine presents articles that focus on science-based insights for a meaningful life. Ms. Allen's article appeared in September 26 of 2018, so it's pretty recent. It cites case studies to support the thesis that suggests awe has benefits. I've edited her article, removing citations and study descriptions. It is, after all, a science article. So this is the gist of what she had to say. Starting about 15 years ago, scientists began studying the complex and mysterious emotion we call awe. One you might have felt if you stood in front of the Taj Mahal, or you hiked among the towering redwoods, or you had your mind blown at a concert, a play, or a ballet. Inducing goosebumps and dropped jaws, awe experiences are remarkable in their own right. Moreover, a growing body of research suggests that experiencing awe may lead to a wide range of benefits. In our busy lives, seeking awe may be low on our list of priorities, but we might be underestimating its power. The latest research suggests that taking the time to experience awe, whether through engaging with nature, enjoying great art or music, or even binging on breathtaking YouTube videos, may be a pathway to improving your life and relationships. Number one. Awe may improve your mood and make you more satisfied with your life. Some studies suggest that experiencing awe may boost your mood and help relieve stress. And you don't have to take a trip to the Grand Canyon to get the job done. You could watch some of those YouTube videos. Of course, it's always best and tough to beat real life experiences. Awe just might be a crucial ingredient in nature's restorative powers. Number two, awe may be good for your health. Experiencing awe over time could potentially have long-term health benefits. At least according to one study, people with a greater general tendency to experience awe have lower levels of interleukin 6, a marker of inflammation leading to possible disease. Number three, awe may help you think more critically. Some studies suggest that awe may be able to sharpen our brains. Intriguingly, a recent theoretical paper argues that awe may facilitate scientific learning and reasoning in children. Similarly, another study found that people who have a greater disposition to experience awe had a more accurate understanding of the nature of science and were likely to reject scientifically questionable explanations about the world. Number four, awe may decrease materialism. A few studies suggest that experiencing awe may dampen feelings of materialism. In one study, participants who recalled an awe experience placed less value on money. Why a decrease in materialism? According to researchers, the answer may lie in the self-transcendence that awe can inspire. People in awe start to appreciate their sense of selfhood as less separate and more interrelated to the larger existence. The experience of awe elevates people from their mundane concerns, which are bound by daily experiences, such as the desire for more money. Number five, awe makes you feel smaller and more humble. One of the most profound effects of awe is how it can change our perception of ourselves relative to the larger world. One recent study found that people who are more naturally prone to experiencing awe felt more humility. Experimentally inducing participants to feel awe led them to acknowledge their strengths and their weaknesses in a more balanced way, and to better recognize how outer forces had contributed to their success. Number six, awe can make you feel like you have more time by expanding your perception of time. One study found that people induced to feel awe felt less impatient and agreed more strongly with statements suggesting that time is plentiful and expansive. The researchers speculate that immersing us in the moment, awe may allow us to better savor the here and the now. Number seven, awe can make you more generous and cooperative. In fact, multiple studies suggest that awe may prompt us to help others to be more generous, perhaps because of the way it encourages us to focus less on ourselves and expands our perception of available time. Number eight, awe can make you feel more connected to other people and humanity. Awe has an amazing capacity to bring people together. Research suggests that awe helps us feel more connected to the people in our lives and to humanity as a whole. Allen continues in her article to say that as a 15-year-old science, awe research is literally in its adolescence. What researchers don't know about awe far eclipses what they do know. For example, we don't know much about how awe affects children throughout development, or how awe is related to religious and spiritual experiences, or how awe can be used therapeutically. And researchers are just beginning to explore the neuroscience of awe. But with increasing interest among psychologists and the public in the topic, the future of this research looks bright. Perhaps even awesome. To wrap up my message today, I will conclude with a quote from December's Soulful Home, this month's family activity resource from Soul Matters. When was the last time you gasped, wide-eyed, in wonder? Were rendered speechless in the face of glory? Froze in a state of divine inspiration? Laughed and cried at the same time, unable to control the outpouring of your emotions? These are some ways we know we are having a moment of awe. Awe is the undeniable pause while our psyches, bodies, and spirits integrate the reverent and the wonder-filled experience we are having. Awe can be a feeling in and of itself, but it can also inspire a positive action taken in light of a new understanding. It's powerful, moving, and an universal force that can jolt us from where we are to the next step in our individual and collective evolution. Who among us doesn't need a jolt of awe at times in our lives. I now wish to share with you a brief video clip about our topic of awe by Jason Silva, a renowned TV personality, storyteller, filmmaker, and sought-after keynote speaker. If you would like to step down to watch, please do so now.
So I think a lot about the contrast between banality and wonder, between disengagement and radiant ecstasy, between being unaffected by the here and now and being absolutely ravished emotionally by it. And I think one of the problems for human beings is mental habits. Once we create a comfort zone, we rarely step outside of that comfort zone. But the consequence of that is a phenomenon known as hedonic adaptation. Overstimulation to the same kind of thing, the same stimuli again and again and again, renders said stimuli invisible. Your brain has already mapped it in its own head, and you no longer literally have to be engaged by that. We have eyes yet see not, ears that hear not, and hearts that neither feel nor understand. There's a great book called The Wondering Brain that says that one of the ways that we elicit wonder is by scrambling the self temporarily so that the world can seep in. You know, Henry Miller says even a blade of grass, when given proper attention, becomes an infinitely magnificent world in itself, you know? Darwin said attention, if sudden and close, graduates into surprise, and this into astonishment, and this into stupefied amazement. That's what rapture is. That's what illumination is. That's what that sort of infinite comprehending awe that human beings love so much. And so how do we do that? How do we mess with our perceptual apparatus in order to have the kind of emotional and aesthetic experience from life that we render most meaningful? Because we all know those moments are there. Those are the moments that will make final cut. Only in these moments we experience afresh the hardly bearable ecstasy of direct energy exploding on our nerve endings. This is the rhapsodic, ecstatic bursting forth of awe that expands our perceptual parameters beyond all previous limits. And we literally have to reconfigure our mental models of the world in order to assimilate the beauty of that download. That is what it means to be inspired. The Greek root of the term means to breathe in, to take it in. We fit the universe through our brains, and it comes out in the form of nothing less than poetry. We have a responsibility to awe.